You're holding off Nun Bezim and Aleph on top. This last Mishnah we had again was about the Rebbe Chor. We know takes Pishnayim. So it's only said by the Nichseyav, the Yarshin's his father, and not of the Yarshin's Nichseyim, if the Yarshin's Nichseyim Meluk. When a son Yarshin's his mother, there's no din of a Bechor, taking two portions. The same thing, Yavena Noito, Beshvach, Vlei Barok, Bemuchzik, that a Bechor does not take two portions in the Shvach, meaning after the father dies, before they divide the portion, if the brother works on the fields and make the fields worth a little bit more, so the extra value they put into the fields, the Bechor does not get two portions. The same thing, Baro, means when the father died, let's say people still owed him money, but the father did not collect the money yet. So even though the people paid the money later, that's called Ro, a Bechor does not get two portions of that. Same thing in Isha, when she collects a Ksuba, she can't collect from Shvach and she can't collect from Ro. Same thing, the bonus was in the same Matanai Ksuba. The same thing, Hayovam, when the Mekai Mitzvah Yibam, the Torah says, you get your brother's portion in the Yerusha. So you don't get a portion of Muchs of Ro or a portion in the Shvach. We'll see in the Gemara. So Mishnah Zob of Achulin, a Noit Le Meshvach, Le Baruch of Muchsik. Like all these last cases, they do not take either from Shvach, meaning if somebody worked on the fields after the father died, the brothers worked on it, and they made the field better, they put value into it, and that value, a Isha or a Yavim doesn't collect. The same thing, Baruch of a Muchsik. If when the person died, he didn't own the property, only people paid it to him later, they paid up the Chavis later, so you don't have an Isha can collect, and the bonus, and the Yavim. Now the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason for the first part of the Mishnah? That Alochar is a ben only Yashin's Abchor, only gets two portions from his father, and not from his mother. So Gemara says, my Kroh, the Pasuk says, V'loi Mishpat HaBechoira. To him should be the Alochar of a Bechoira. So Rashi says, really, the Pasuk is talking about, Ki Hu Reishis, Rashi, the Pasuk says, Ki Hu Reishis Oinoi, it's like, this is your first child. V'loi Mishpat HaBechoira. So Rashi says, Mashma that the Deko is going back to the father, Kleima, Benechosov, on the father's property is the Mishpat of a Bechaira, and not on the Nichse Ishtai. So that's the Pasuk of Veloi going back to the father, on the father's property is the Loch of Mishpat HaBechaira, the first Bechor gets two portions. Mishpat HaBechaira Ish, via Mishpat HaBechaira Isha. But when the sons, Yash, and their mother, there's no Loch of the Bechor takes two portions, then all the brothers take an equal portion and the mother's Nechosim. Then the Mishnah says, "Veinu noito b'shvach," that a bechor doesn't get his two portions in the shvach, in the value that the kids put in after the father died. The pasuk says, "Bechol sheyimotz loy," anything that's found to him. Rashi says, "Li'av b'shas misa," that whatever the father owns at the time when he died, in that the bechor gets two portions. But this shvach is something the kids put this value into the field after the father died. They went and planted it and it grew, things grew there. Now the field's worth more. That was not there the time the father died. Therefore the bechor does not get two portions in the shvach. Now, this in Mishnah says, v'loi b'ro, not that thing that's only fitting to come to the father, but the father did not collect them when he was alive. V'loi b'ro kivamuchzik, on things that's coming to him, it does not have the same halach as if he has it already. Why not? The pasuk says again, "Bechol asher yimotz aloi," anything you find by him, mashma what the father owned at the time when he died. But since this chayvus that people owe him, he didn't collect yet, so it's not called loy. It's not called his nechosim right now. So bechor does not get two portions. Then the Mishnah says the same thing, "Veloy isha b'ksubasa." When an Isha goes to collect the ksuba, like when a husband dies and she wants to collect the ksuba from his nechosim, so she can't collect from the shvach that the Yorshim put into the field later, or she can't collect from the chayvus that people pay up later. It's not that way. V'omah Shmuel says the klal is that Baal Chayv goyves a shvach. A Baal Chayv has a right to collect the shvach. Rashi says the Baal Chayv means if you lend somebody money, and then that person sold his fields, and later you go to collect from him, and he has no money. So you have a right to take away the fields he sold from the lekuchas. Now even though the lekuchas, the person that bought the field, worked on it and put shvach into the field, still the locher is the Baal Chayv takes it away from the lekeach. So in Isha also, when she comes to collect the ksuba, she's like a Baal Chayv. It's like the husband owes her the money. So even the shvach that comes in the field later, she should also collect. So Marasa then Echanami, Omer Rab Abba, that Mikulei Ksuba Shanakan. These are special kulas that were said by Hilchas Ksuba. As even though a Ksuba is Isha, is like a Baal Chayv, and usually a Baal Chayv does collect from the Shvach, this is a special loch in a Ksuba, because a Ksuba is not really like a Baal Chayv. Like you did not lend the money to your husband. It's time a Chayv to pay the Ksuba. These are one of the kulas that Rabbanan made. She only has a right to collect from the property that the husband owned, and not from the Shvach, the value they first put in after he died. And the same for the Chur applied by Roh also. Things that he didn't collect yet, only he gets later, like people owe him the money, even though they pay it up later, on the Roh also, that's a Kulik Suba, she cannot collect from that. Then the Mishnah says, V'loi ha-bonus b'mzina sayim. Ach, a bonus is, there's a Tanaik Suba, that if you marry a lady that has already girls, so you mechayiv yourself to feed them. Even if you die, they have a right to collect from your nechosim also. So Mishnah says, those girls cannot collect from Shvach or from Ro. So Mor says, my time, what's the reason? Again, Tanai Ksuba. This halacha that you pay your wife's daughters is a special Tanai we're written up in the Ksuba. So, Kiksuba Dom, it has the same halacha like the Ksuba itself. It's not the Ksuba itself, it's the Mekula Ksuba we had, that you only collect from Muchzik and not from Ro, or not from Shvach. Here also the bonus can't collect from the Shvach or from the Ro. Then the Mishnah says, Lo Yes Hayovim. Meaning when your brother dies, and you're miyabim him, you marry your brother's wife. So Torah says, now you take over the Yerusha of your brother. So my time, what's the reason? Mara says, Bechor kai rachmona. The Torah says, the Yovim has a locha like a Bechor. Just like by a Bechor we said before, Bechor does not collect his two portions in the Shvach, or in Ro, what's only fit to come. It's the same thing. Here the case is that first the father died. Now all the brothers were fit to Yashin. And then your brother dies. So now if you go marry his wife, so you take over the chelek that your brother deserved to get on your father's property, you take that over. But again, you only get that portion that your brother deserved to get, what your father had when he died. But if they put shvach into the property later, so you have no right to take it, because your din of taking your brother's property is like a bechor. And the bechor also has no right to take from shvach or from roh. Now, Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this, Loishon, when was this said? Ele b'shvach she'ashivchu nechosim bein misa liyovim. Means after the father died. Now, we're talking about like this. Your first the father died, and then your brother died, and then you want to make yivim. So that we say you don't get shvach, it's only between misa and the yivim. Well, the bein yivim, once you make the mitzvahs yivim, Lechaluka, let's say after you miyabim your brother's wife, then the brothers still work on the property until they finally make a chalukah. Shakol, you know, then you would take from the shvach. Like once you make the mitzvah yibum, now your mamash take over your brother's portions, and you will get even from the shvach now also. My time, what's the reason? Because the pasuk says, Yokum Hashem Ochav Hameis, that once you make yibum, once you marry your brother's wife, now you take over all his nechosim. So, just like your brother, if he would have been alive, he would also get a portion in the shvach. So now that you take over your brother's portions, you get that portion in the shvach that was made in the property after you made the mitzvah yibum. And echnami, the shvach that was put into the property before you miyabim your brother's wife, that you can't take. That's the lach of the Mishnah, the shvach the yavim can't take. But once he makes the mitzvah yibum, now his mamish come, it's like his own property. So therefore, if they make the property worth more, it's his property got worth more, he'll get a chelik in it. Rav Amano, Rav says, Afilu debein yovim lechaluka. Even after you mekayim the mitzvah yibum, but if the brothers still did not make a chaluka, did not divide up the father's property, but rather they're only oisik in fixing it up and making it better, so you do not get a portion, you do not take your brother's portion in that. Why? Debein yovim lechaluka namu leshorka, my timer, Kibbechor, because like we said before, Yovim has look like a Bechor. My Bechor, just like by a Bechor, ain't like Koidim Chaluka, that before they divided up, in the difference in the property between when the father died and the time they divided up, the Bechor does not get two portions in that. If so, after Yovim Nami, this din that the Yovim has a right to collect from his brother's property, that's only ain't like Koidim Chaluka. You do not get from the property the change that happened before they made the Chaluk, before they divided up. It's the way the property was, the way your father died. And now when they divide it up, you get a brother's portion in that karka that belonged to your father, but not the shvach, not what they fixed it up later. Because Rav holds that this din that a yovam takes over his brother's property is mamish like a lock of a bechor. So after the din of the mishnah, just like by a bechor does not get from the shvach, so the yovam also would not get at all from the shvach, even the shvach that was put into the property after he did the mitzvah yibum. But still, he's only taken with the terrors of a bechor, and a bechor can't get from shvach, he would also not get from the shvach. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, V'chulen, it says, Einotel Mishvach. All these last cases, they do not take from the shvach of the property that took place after the father died. Samara says, what does the Mishnah have to repeat it for? It started off saying like that. Samara says, Lasuye Shvachad V'meila. It comes to include even the shvach that happens by itself. Meaning to say like this, Chafura, when the father died, like the wheat was less than a third grown, it was like a shachas. It wasn't even called wheat yet. The heavy shuvli, then by itself, like the crop grew up, and it became shibolim, it came into stalks. So even the shvach that happens by itself also, they don't collect, like an isha can't collect this for a ksuba. The same thing, shalfufi, vevi tamri. For when the husband died, the dates were very unripe. And later first they became ripe dates. So even though it became shvach by itself, not that the brothers had a plant there, but it was already planted before, just it grew up by itself, but with the same halacha, that you cannot take these halachas, the yovam, or the ksubasisha, or the bonus, to not collect from that shvach either. Then it says, v'lo barok of a muchsik, what does that comment conclude? Lesuye nichsei davi abba. Let's say the grandfather. Let's say the grandfather's still alive. So the case is right now that the father died. Now, the grandfather, like we know now, when the grandfather dies, his property is going to go straight down to the grandchildren right now, because his son died. So maybe, like that property is for sure going to go down to them. So maybe the Bechor or the Ksubas Isha should have a right to collect from those property that you first get later when the grandfather dies. Like that's more for sure you get it. So Kamashla know that the time when the husband died, if the grandfather was still alive, so at that time the husband did not have the grandfather's property. So if so, the Ksubasi show the Yovim cannot collect from it. Rashi says, Nichse Davi Abba means Emoya Avi Avim Chai, the grandfather was alive. Bishas Mrs. Avim when the father died. Now when the grandfather dies, the property will go straight down to the Yorshim, to the grandchildren. So even though for sure it's going to fall to them, and even if he has another son, but they'll for sure take the chilek the father should have taken. So maybe this is called mamish like they have it already. Kamashmula no. If lemaisa, when your father died, the grandfather was alive, so when your father died he did not collect that property yet, that's only called ro, what comes to him later. And right now he doesn't have it, so there's no din b'chor on that, there's no din ksubasisha on that. It's still considered ro, it's not considered the property that he has yet. Even though it's kamat for sure he would get it, but still he doesn't have it yet, it's not included. Now the Mishnah says, V'eilu shein chosrim b'yovel. These are the cases that if you sell them, they do not come back to you on yovel. Ha-b'chayro, that the b'chor gets two portions, so even after yovel, it doesn't have to give it back. V'ha-yoris asishtoi, when your wife dies and the husband yashins his wife midiraisa, so even after yovel, you do not have to return the property back to her, ha-mishpacha. V'ha-miyabim meshesh-asachiv. If you miyabim your brother's wife, so you take over his chelik, yarshin your brother, you keep it, you don't have to return it by yovel. Fehamatona, if he gives somebody a present also, even though yovel passes by, he doesn't have to give it back to you. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Fehachom mandachom say no, hamatona kemecher. If you give somebody a present, it's the same thing if you sell something. If you sell property to somebody, the locher is, at yovel you get it back. The same way, if you gave somebody property from Matono, Rav Meir the Chum holds that Matono is like a mecher, that by Yovel you get it back. Rabbi Elezer Rav Elezer holds Kulam Chosim B'Yovel. Those know all these cases, even a din of Bechor, a din of Yeros Asishtoi, Vam Yabim. You only have right to keep it until Yovel, but by Yovel you have to give it back. We'll soon see why. Rabbi Yechonon Ben Vruko Aimer Af Hayeros Asishtoi. He holds that only this case, I know the girl's word af, take out the word af, They just hold Hayuris Asishtai. When your wife dies and you yarsh in your wife, Yachslav Bnei Mishpacha, Nualocha, Yachslav Bnei Mishpacha. You have to return like what you yarshin from your wife to her Mishpacha. And what happens? They'll have to pay you the money for it, but V'yinakim Eminadot Mesadamim. Part of the money that they're going to give you, you have to deduct for some reason. So we'll soon see in the Gemara what it means to say here. That when your wife dies, even though you yarshin her property, it says, Allah, you're going to have to sell it back to her Mishpacha. You could sell it and you get money for it. But for some reason, you have to deduct some part of the money. So nothing more explained. My time with the Rabbi Meir. What's the reason of Rabbi Meir? That Rabbi Meir holds that all the first things do not return by Yovel, not even a Matana. Why? Because he holds like this. Mecher Hudiyam Rachman Lehed de Yovel. Third one, he says, if you sell something, that's returned by Yovel. Only if you sell Karka. But Maton of Yerushalay, the Torah did not talk about if you give somebody a present, or if you yarshin. So Stam Yerusha, you keep it loyalam, you don't have to return it even after Yovel. Now Vahani, all the cases in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Meir, Mi Yerusha Yerusha, what is in the parasha of Yerusha, like a Bechor, is Yerusha de Kalochas, you don't have to return it. And the Matana Matana, the case if you give somebody a present, that's a loch of a Matana. A Matana you do not have to return. That's Rabbi Meir Svara. Yeah. Now, Vahani, it says, Yerusha Matana Matana. Bechor losses by Pishnaim Matana Kai Rachmana. The Torah calls the Bechor like a Matana. But even a Matana also, Rav Meir holds, you do not have to return by Yovel. Now, Vayoris Asishtoi, what's the reason there? Because Yerusha Sabal Diraisa. The Tanakh Rav Meir holds that a husband yashins his wife midi Raisa. So Yerusha, you don't have to return by Yovel. Why Bechor Kai Rechmona? The Torah calls you like a Bechor. And the Bechor is either Yerusha or Matana, so therefore you don't have to return it by Yovel. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Now, the Chachom and the Chom say, Matana kemechish. No, Matana is like a Mecher. Someone says, Mai Tamayo the Rabbonin. What's the reason of the Rabbonin? Mai Tamayo the Rabbonin. What do they say? That if you give a Matana, it's also Yachzer. Mai Tamayo the Rabbonin, the Gemara says, Teshuvu l'rabes es ha-matana. It says Loshen of Teshuvu by Yovel that Rashi says Teshuvu ish elachuzosoi, everything's returned. So it's an extra posik coming to include even a matana. If he gives somebody a matana, he only has a right to hold on to it until Yovel. Well, Yovel, you have to return it. That's a chomishita. Teshuvu, an extra word by Yovel, even a matana is also returned. So therefore, Vahani Kulu Yerusha Ninu. So therefore, the Chum agree that these other things are considered like Yerusha. Therefore, they're not returned by Yovel. Just the Maton is Kemecha Maton, you have to return. So the Chum hold that Bechoram Rachman Lassala Pishnayim is Makish Chelik Bechor Lechelik Poshut. That the Chelik to Bechor gets his extra portion is Yerusha Dikalocha. Just like the normal brothers get a Chelik of Yerusha. So ma chelik posha, just like with the other brothers, the pshutim, not the bechor, Yerusha, the part they get is called Yerusha, is av chelik bechor is also called Yerusha. So therefore, even though he owes a matana, you have to return, but a bechor is not called a matana, a bechor is called a Yerusha dikalocha. That's the Tanach Chachamim. So only a matana do you have to return. Rabbi Lezai Mano, he owes kulam chosim b'yovel. All these cases have to be returned by Yovel. Why? Because the sov ulok rabbonin, Rabbi Lezai also owes that to rabbonin shita. The Yarm of the Day say, Teshuvu is the rabbis as a matona. It's coming to include a matona. Matona also you have to return. Therefore, I tell you, Vahani Kulu, matonas ninu. They hold, the Rav Lez holds, all these cases in the Mishnah is called a matona. Why? Bechor, he holds, after the Bechor gets two portions, losses le pishnaim is matona kaya rachmona. Torah calls it a matona. So therefore, a matona has to be returned on Yovel, so Bechor has to return his portion on Yovel. Vayeris Asishtoi, how come if you yashin your wife, do you have to return it on Yovel? Also, because Reb Lez holds Yerusha Sabal the Rabbonin. He holds that Midiraisa, a husband, does not yashin his wife. It's only the Rabbonin the Katakona. So Rabbonin made it like a Matona. It's as if you're getting a Matona now. Therefore, by Yovel, you have to return it. Vamiyabim Eseshesachav, when you marry your brother's wife, also, Bechor Kai Rachmon, the Torah calls your din like a Bechor. So Reb Lez holds the Bechor is like a Matona de Kalocha. Therefore, since it's a Matona de Kalocha, therefore you have to return it by Yovel. So therefore, here also a Yavam would have to return his chelik they got from his brother, they got from his brother by Yavam. Yeah. Now, Omer Rab Asi, Omer Rab Yechanan, Ha'achin Shecholko, when brothers divide up their father's property, when they go to make the Yerusha, Yishno Lekucha Sein, Hesiyolds, we hold Ein Breira, that means the portion that each brother takes, it's not for sure that was the portion the father left over for him. So we don't know exactly whose portion is what. So when we make a chalukah, the pshat is one brother is selling their portion to the other. Like even if you are taking the wrong portion, it's like made up that the other brother is selling it to you. That's called Yerusha, is like a lekuchas darhein. And therefore, since it's like you're buying property, pshito machzirin zeh zeh b'yevol. Then when it comes yevol, all the brothers will have to bring the property back together, as if give it back to the father like, and they'll have to redivide it again after yevol. Moisiv Rav Hoshe, Hoshe asked the question. It says here, v'yelu shen chosim b'yevol. These are the cases that you don't have to return by yevol. Habachera. It says the bechera, you don't have to return by yevol. And why not? The only reason was because the bechera is daimut Yerusha, so Yerusha you don't have to return by yevol. But according to you, that a posha di Yerusha is lekuchas dam, you should have to return. So you also should have to return it. So how come a bechera you don't have to return? Omale Reb Leza. Let us back. My in chrizin. What it means to say in chrizin b'yevil, not to return the bechor b'yevil. It means in chrizin levatola. I mean, you don't return it for nothing. The Rashi says like shiim avid, you just lose it b'cherosoi. Ah, b'chrizin mechokim not to pishtan kibetchila. Just means to say that by yevil you have to return it, and after you return it, the pshat is that now you do it over again, and again you take it to chalakim. So that's why it's called in chrizin. Means you don't lose it. So more is the question, if so, Maskib Lorav Sheshis, Michal, that will be the Pshat of it, and it will be a proof, Michal, that the man, the Yom HaChorzin, the one that says, yes, that is Chorzer, Chorzim Levatolukamar, that when you give back the Chilek Bechor, you want to say, if you hold this Chorzim, means you lose it out, you don't get it back, what kind of swear is that? Why not? Havad, you should get it back again later, even after return it by Yovel, say after Yovel, you'll get your Chilek back again. Tomorrow says, Kori Rav Chom Moled Rav Sheshis. Rav Chom called upon Rav Sheshis. That Toiva Chochma Im Nachlo. That's good to have Chochma with the Yerusha, like with the Nachlo. So Rashi means to say, like, he gave him a Shvach, but he wasn't Yerush, all the Brises, he left out a Brisa. So you have to say, Vlo Shmilo, didn't you hear, Ha, this Brisa, that the Chiyosi Rav and Omer Rav Yechanan, for Yarmala Samse Rav Lez Omer Mishum Rav Loza Ben Shemua. That my choizrin, what does it mean according to Rav Lezi in the Mishnah that the Bechor is choizrin? Itaka means choizrin levatola, yes. He holds that by Yovel it goes back and he don't receive it any back. Inchlami, it's choizrin levatola. That means to say that you lose your Kayacha Bechorah, Inchlami, you only have the Bechorah until Yovel. Once it comes Yovel, Inchlami, you have to return it back to the brothers and you don't get your Chelek Bechorah anymore. According to him, it's choizer levatola. But according to the other sheet, it could be taker with his choizer, just not levatola. It's like a din lekucha, it's the word that you have to redo what you do it over again. Yeah. So the bechura is done over again. Yeah. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Reb Yechonim Abrukloimer Af as Hayeris Asishto Yachzal Lebnei Mishpacha. If you yarshin from your wife, you have to give it back to family. So the question is why? Mike is sover. What does the Yerusha Maruka hold? E kesover if he holds that Yerusha's habal the Yeraisa, that a husband yarshin his wife from the Yeraisa, so now my yachtel name is Pocho. Why does he have to return it back to family? He should have a right to keep it. V kesover lemai he holds that Yerusha's habal is only the Rabbonin, it's only the Rabbonin the Kalocho. If so, then dom emai aviratayu. Like, if it's only with the Rabbonin, so why does he have a right to collect money for it? What does it got to do with money? Money shuch. Like, why does he get money? If for some reason he has to return it, so why should he get money for it? So Gemara says, Liyoylum, I tell you, Kesav, the Yerusha Sabal, the Yeraisa. That's with the Yeraisa, he holds that a husband yashins his wife. So how come he has to give it back? We're talking about over here, you're going to show Rishtoi Ishtoi Beis HaKforos. That means your wife owned the Beis HaKforos of her whole family. And therefore, even though when she dies, midiraisa, you yashin it, but the mishum pekam mishpacha, it's begam for her mishpacha there, they have their family buried there, and they still want to bury more of their mishpacha there. So therefore, Amar Rabbanan, the Rabbanan say, lishko to mevel heder. With the Rabbanan, they told you, you're supposed to sell it back to a family. True, you have a right to take money for it, but you should sell it back to a family because of pekam mishpacha. Look at a tanya, like we learned, that ha-moicha kivra, somebody sells the basic forest, or else v'dera kivra, the road to get there, or else makam ha-modoi, that's the place where it used to be maimed, when before the burial used to stop seven times, u'beis ha-spedi, or else the place where they made the hesped there, so somebody sells it, so boyim b'nei mishpacha, the family of that person has the right to come to l'keich and tell them, listen, boyim b'nei mishpacha v'koivim moisa makarchoi, they have right to say, even though one of our family sold it, but still it's our basic forest. We still want to bury our mishpacha there. Mishum p'kam mishpacha. The mishum p'kam mishpacha, they have right to take it back. So not by force, although they'll have to pay for it, but I call upon them, you have a right to take it back. So that's why now Mishnah also goes to Yochanan ben Ruka. That if a husband yashins his wife, that she had a basic forest, so even though midiraisa he owns it, midirabbanan though, we want to sell it back to her mishpacha, mishum p'kam mishpacha. Torah says, if so, what does it mean you have to deduct some money? Why should you deduct anything? He's telling them right now the basic forest. So why should you deduct anything? So Torah says, what it means to say is demei keverishtoi. You have to deduct the money for your own wife's kever. In other words, you have a chiv to bury your wife, so you would have to pay for that kever anyway. So you have to sell back now the soul basic forest to your wife's mishpacha. But you can't take money, you have to deduct the money for your wife's place. Because that place, that's a chiv upon the husband to pay for it. Therefore for that, it's shinakia. But the rest of the basic forest, that's the din, midrabbani is supposed to sell it back to her mishpacha. Yehadrin alecha yesh becha. Now the Mishnah says, daf nun gimel, that ma'ase behema, the loch, you have to take off ma'ase behema. If you have 10 new behemas born to you this year, so you have to put them through the door like and count 1, 2, 3, and the 10th one is kodesh, is a korban, ma'ase behema. So ma'ase behema is noig boretz over chutzlorets. Whether they're born to you in Eretz Yisrael, they're born to you in chutzlorets, you have this mitzvah to take off ma'ase behema. B'fnei abayis, b'zman you have the beis hamidrash. B'shelo b'fnei abayis, when we don't have the beis hamidrash anymore. But the Zmanas are also, if you have 10 new behemoths, you have to take off Maisa behemoth. Ba'achulin, it's negated to behemoth that achulin, avoled b'mikdoshin. But if for some reason you're makdish to behemoths already, then there's no din Maisa behemoth. Maisa behemoth is only from 10 chulundic animals, and not if one is Kaddish. V'noyigit applies ba'bokor with cattle, ba'tsoin with sheep. V'yei misrasrim ze al ze. We don't take off Maisa one from the other. We don't take off Bokor for tzayin, bakvosim uveizim, veimisasrim mizir alzer bakvosim uveizim. Kolem Rashi says, v'noi bakvosim uveizim. His mishnah means bakvosim uveizim, that it's noi the mitzvah of ma'aseh behema both by kvosim, that's by sheep, uveizim and by goats, and umisasrim mizir alzer, you could take off ma'aseh from a lamb for goats or goats for lambs. Now bachodeshu bayoshin, whether the old ones or whether the new ones, you have to take off Meiser. But you can't take off Meiser from the behemoths that are born this year for the ones that are born next year. Because really, Shoyi Bedin, really it's a story like this. Like sheep that were born this year and sheep that are born next year, there's no way to climb, they can live together. Still, you're telling me right now, you can't take off a behemoth that was born last year to the yotza, the nine that were born this year. You're not allowed to mate together a lamb and a goat together. Isn't it a swear to say that you cannot take off a ma'ase behemoth, a goat, for the lamb? So on this Talmud, the pasuk says no. It says v'tzayin, mashma kol tzayin echad. Any type of a sheep is called one. Whether it's a lamb or whether it's a goat, it's all called the same thing. Therefore, for ma'aseh behema, you're allowed to take off a goat to be made to you for the 10 lambs that you have, or the 9 lambs that you have. So Mora says now, lema, let's say, lema masnis and like Rabbi Akiva. Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya belong like this. Rabbi Akiva says, Yochlai would have thought to say, that Yalod Maisa Bema Mechutz Loretz V'yakrivenu. If you have Maisa Bema Mechutz Loretz, you shall have a chiv to bring it up to Eretz Yisrael and bring it for Korban. Is Talmud, the Pasuk says, V'yaveisim Shoma L'Seichem V'Zevcheim V'yas Masvecheichem, that you have a chiv to bring out to the Beis Hamikdash like Yoilus and Yizvachem and Maisa Seichem. So we darshin V'shtei Maisa Kosa Medav. The Pasuk talks about two different types of Maisa's. Echod Maisa Bema, one is Maisa Bema. V'yechod Maisa Dogam, one is taken off Trumas. So Mimokim Shah Tamala Maisa Dogam, the same type of a land, meaning only in Eretz Yisrael, that you have a chiv to take off Truma. Is Atamala Maisa Bema. That's when you have to bring a Maisa Bema to the Beis Hamikdash to bring it for Korban. But a Mimokim, like from Chutz Loretz, she Atamala Maisa Dogen, you have no chiv to take off Truma from Teres that have grown in Chutz Loretz. If so, Atamala Maisa Bema. You don't have to take it up to you don't have to take the Maisa Bema up to Eretz Yisrael. So Chura B'Kiva is not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says, it's Noig Maisa Bema Bein Boretz Bein Chutz Loretz. So Mashma, even though you have your Maisa Bema and Chutz Loretz, still you should have to bring it for Korban in Eretz Yisrael. So it's not like a B'Kiva. B'Kiva holds, if you have the Maisa Bema and Chutz Loretz, you don't have to bring it up for Korban in Eretz Yisrael. So the Chura Mishnah is not like a B'Kiva. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side.